Black Dahlia Murder's been putting out the same record for like 15 years now, every couple years, and it's still great. I love it. I don't even care. And now some Intronaut. Check Your Misfortune off of Fluid Existential Inversions. The next track is going to be a bit of a strange one for me. I'm usually not one for all of the super prog metal, clean vocal stuff, but Hawken put out a really great record this year entitled Virus. This is the second track on that album. I think it's pretty good.
One less life, one less life for us to live. Holding on to something real. If these walls could talk to me, what if all these eyes only saw what they believed? Two heavy hearts refuse to beat. When my words fall on deaf ears. If your soul could cry for me, what if all we give is all we ever get to keep? When we left behind the friends we made along the way, why is it we never learn from all the mistakes we ever made? One last chance, one last chance to disappear. Calling out for some.
next band is very sentimental to me. This is Acetos from my hometown of Portland, Oregon. These guys have been killing it for years at this point. Some of the best musicians I've ever met or had the privilege of playing with in my entire life. And here's them making better music than I ever will. Acetos, Horse of Turin, off of False Peace.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't dissonant enough for you, boy, have we got something. Puron, Another Day in Paradise off of Abscess Time. Holy fuck, this record is heavy. Ah, it truly was the year of the dissonant, weird, black and death metal record. And this is no exception. Metallic Montreal, CKUT 90.3 FM.
reach this eventual.
France's very own benighted, casual piece of meat off of obscene repressed. Is this deathcore? Or is this death metal? I'll let you be the judge. Exploring the outer edge of disillusioned brutality. Probably my favorite death metal release of the year. Ulcerate, Stare Into Death, and Be Still. Exhale the Ash.
We'll be right back.
And now something for those who like visceral riffs, not noodly wankery. This band's from L.A., but I think they might actually be Mexican immigrants, which is pretty cool. Don't see a lot of that. Zibaiba. Años en Infierno. Saca. Next track is by Black Curse. Charnel Rift. Endless Wound.
Oh,
consumption. Immersion! You just had your depressing, evil, satanic feedback. Now the happy kind. Boris. Album No, Non-Blood Lore. That's my list for best of 2020. Let me know what you think. Obviously, haven't been able to take calls, so I miss hearing from you guys. Please reach out. Always feel free to send me an email like an old person. Just wanted to take a second to also shout out a couple of local bands. Let's start with Junk Owl. They put out a record, Making Out With My Death. It's pretty great. This is the very aptly titled Quarantine Us All. If That was Junk Owl. This is Cell Press. They put out an EP. I believe it's their self-titled. It's getting a lot of play because it's great. This track, it's called Desert Breath. Finally, to end off the night, or at least the last couple minutes of it, you got my band. I put out a record last year. This is Gorlush, Shepherd One is Down, off of New City Vibe.